Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Fibber McGee and Molly, The Spring Haircut, originally aired March 21st, 1939.
Fibber McGee and Company, with Jim Jordan as Fibber, Donald Novis as himself, the Four Notes as a quartet, Zazu Pitts as our special guest, and Billy Mills Orchestra as they open the show with Life Begins When You're in Love. Vernal equinox is here, and the air is full of clean-up, paint-up, dress-up, Easter parade enthusiasm. So, in the spirit of general refurbishing, our hero is getting his spring haircut. And here, waiting his turn in the Wistful Vista tonsorial parlors, we find Fibber Goldilocks McGee.
Thank you. You're next, sir.
Okay, Bob. Give me a haircut.
Yes, sir. Shall I go right ahead, or do you want an estimate first?
Well, I did get it. Let it get a little long at that. I guess my hair grows fast because I got such a fertile brain. You're a new barber here, ain't you?
Yes, sir. I used to have a shop in the South Seas. At Waikiki.
Oh, a beachcomber.
No, just a Hawaiian clipper. Yes. Oh, your hair is getting a little thin on top, isn't it?
Oh, it ain't never no such a thing. There ain't a man in my whole family that ever went bald.
Linen service. Anything today, Frank?
Oh, yes. 2 dozen towels, 6 aprons, 10 bars of soap, and another carton of bear's grease dressing.
How are you fixed for conversation?
No, I guess not today. I still got 18 minutes of the European situation, 7 minutes of who'll win the pennant, and 4 minutes of will Roosevelt run for a third term.
How about 5 or 6 minutes of the weather ain't what it was when you were a kid?
No, thanks, not today.
Okay.
Hey, what is this? 6 minutes of who'll win the pennant and weather and all stuff like that there.
We barbers subscribe to a conversation service. Every day they supply us with 15 or 20 minutes of monologue with a few jokes. Enough to last one haircut and a shave. Hold still, you.
Yeah, I will. Take plenty off the top, bud.
What do you mean, plenty off the top? I'm just a barber, not a magician. You had plenty off the top when you came in here.
Well, you mean you really think I'm losing my hair? Why, shucks, I ain't a...
Hello there, Frank. How long do I have to wait for a shampoo? I got a heavy day tonight and I want to smell good. Oh, hello there, Johnny. What you doing, getting a fitting for a toupee?
No, I ain't. I'm getting a little tired of being told I'm getting bald.
Hey!
I says, no, I ain't getting measured for a toupee. I don't need one. And even if I did, this is no climate for a convertible top.
Pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, Say, I'm getting fed up on this war talk. I've heard nothing but Europe all through March. Well, says t'other feller, you're lucky you live over here. You don't have to hear them march all through Europe. I want a manicure, too, Frank. And if you hear bells ringing tonight, it ain't the curfew. That's me kicking the gong around.
There, bud, goes a gentleman of the old school. He's still a sophomore.
Very good.
You about through with this haircut, Bud?
Yes, sir, all through. Now, how's it look, sir?
Hey, you took a little too much off in front there.
Why, I didn't touch the front. There wasn't any hair there.
What? You... Say, kitten aside, you really think I'm getting bald?
Well, I wouldn't say you were getting bald, exactly. But I bet your comb and brush lay there on the dresser and wonder how they can get on relief. That'll be 90 cents, please.
What? 90 cents for a haircut?
Yes, sir. 75 for the haircut and 15 for a tip. Thank you.
90 cents. That guy's running the wrong kind of a clip joint. Hey, I wonder if I am losing my hair.
Hello there, Pepper. What are you looking so worried about?
Oh, the barber just told me I was getting bald, Bill. You think I am, Billy?
Well, frankly, I do, Pepper. I was telling Don Novus yesterday that your face looked a lot lower than it used to.
Oh, yeah? Oh, how about you? That shiny dome of yours that aroused an awful maternal feeling in an ostrich. You really think my hair's getting thin, eh, Billy? Gee, I hope I don't get as bald as you.
Oh, it doesn't bother me, Fibber. It's a sign of mental activity. There's no grass on a racetrack, you know.
Oh, yeah. Your scalp certainly got the runaround, didn't it? Well, go ahead, Billy. Folks, Don Nova singing, I Kiss Your Hand, Madame.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madam, you vanish with the night, madam. In dreams I kiss your hand, madam, and pray my dreams come true. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my
Don, that was simply marvelous. It was great. You must get tired of hearing me say that week after week.
Must I?
Well, no, you don't have to. By the way, Don, take a look at my hair.
All right.
You see anything to give you a shock?
I certainly do.
Uh-huh.
You got a haircut.
No. You think I'm beginning to lose my hair?
Well, I was just talking to Billy about that, and I said that people with wavy hair weren't so apt to get bald.
And what did he say?
He said your hair was waving all right. Waving goodbye. Well, see you later, Baldy.
Baldy. If I can't get a little decent respect around here, I...
Whoa, there! Whoa! Oh. Hey, buddy. Buddy, are you Fibber McGee?
You betcha, bud. Where'd you get all the horses?
I just drove them in from Washington, D.C. Your congressman sent them to you.
Hey, wait a minute. There's some mistake. Why is my congressman sending me a herd of horses?
He said you wrote him a letter and asked him to send you as a bunch of steeds.
I didn't say steeds. I said seeds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll give the congressman credit for trying anyway. Well, I guess I better go look up some scalp specialist. Oh, hi, Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, my, how do you do, Mr. McGee? Oh, delightful spring weather, isn't it, really?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know that I actually saw a robin this morning?
No.
Yes, a dear little robin red bosom.
Little robin red bosom. Dear, dear.
Oh, Mr. McGee, I'm afraid you lack all appreciation for the beautiful springtime, with the birds and the bees and the wildflowers. Oh, if I only knew the language of the flowers, so I could greet each tiny green bud high up in the trees.
Why, I can do that, Uppy.
Oh, how, Mr. McGee?
Hi, bud.
Oh, Mr. McGee, must you be so cynical, really? Can't you be more poetic?
No, I can't, Uppy. I just had bad news. I'm losing my hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, yes, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You poor boy.
Me too.
What do you suppose is the cause?
Worry, I guess.
Well, what are you worried about?
About losing my hair. Well, I'll see you later, Uppy. I gotta look up a scalp specialist.
Oh, well, try to be more cheerful, Mr. McGee. Remember, it is spring. A spring. It makes me feel so good. Oh, yes, really.
Is that what that is?
You know, I should like to go out in the early morn and dance among the dewdrops. Like a dainty little fawn.
Some fawn, eh, folks?
Oh, I know. You think I'm just being a silly girl. Well, it's so nice to have seen you again, Mr. McGee. Goodbye.
Goodbye. She cares about me going bald. Springtime. Blah.
Say, Doc.
Huh?
Excuse me. But did I hear you say you was getting bald?
Yes, you did, bud. Why? You a scalp specialist?
No, I'm a tattoo artist. Now, how about me tattooing a little sentiment on your bald spot? Kind of an epitaph, kind of.
You mean hair today and gone tomorrow? Something like that there?
Yeah. But then how about I tried 100 tonics, but I couldn't save my hair. Now my head is just like heaven, because there's no parting there.
No, thanks. No, thanks, bud. I guess not. I may look like a pinhead, but I don't want to be engraved.
Okay. Just an idea, that's all.
Tonics might not be a bad idea at that. Wonder what's a good remedy. Oh, hi, Harpo.
Hello there, Fibber. I just... Say, you're getting bald, aren't you?
You think I am?
Well, I sure do. When I walked up behind you just now, I could see you were frowning before you even turned around.
Oh, here's a scalp specialist right here. Dr. Harry Storer. Well, I'll try him. Hi, sis. Can I see the doctor?
Dear me. I don't know why not, mister. He's 5'11".